Hey, it's Tara, host of the Daya Unpacked podcast. It's so much fun for me to bring you these stories. I love and appreciate all of the messages I've been getting from you. If you enjoy listening, please rate the podcast on your favorite streaming platform. Follow our Instagram account at Daya_Unpacked and share with friends. Your love and feedback helps me to grow this podcast and bring you great stories and talks from Daya. Hello and welcome to Daya Unpacked. This episode is a bit different and a little bit risky for me. It's with Juan Ripoy, the new mayor of Daya. As you all know, I have loafed hard on getting my Spanish speaking skills up to scratch. And like many of us, I find myself having mixed language conversations with island locals. Now, just to be fair to myself, between recording this talk and the day it comes out into the world, I have been seriously studying Spanish. So it's hopefully better now than when this was recorded. That said, Juan, who is not a native English speaker, made an incredibly lovely and gracious effort to do this talk with me so that the community can get to know who their new mayor is, what he values, and what his priorities for Daya are. So sit back, possibly have a good chuckle at my expense, and enjoy meeting the new mayor of Daya. Hi, everybody. I am actually sitting in Daya, in the community space for the elders of Daya, and it's gorgeous. It's un espacio muy bonita.
Sí, it's an espacio de a tercera edad.
Sí. Sí. It's, and I'm sitting with the new mayor of Daya, Juan Ripoy.
Yes.
And we're going to do a little talk so that the community can get to know Juan. So I'm going to start with my question, pregunta número uno. What is your connection to Daya?
Oh, I was born in Daya and then I lived in Daya all my life. As my family, my mother family belongs to one of the oldest families in Daya. It's named Daya, it's a family. And my father, his family's come too from Sawyer. But my father has lived in Daya all his life. So he's like fellow villager and always studied in Daya until I went to secondary school in Sawyer and finally an heir to my degree in administration and finance in Palma.
Okay. So, first of all, I want to go back to you. You are one of the oldest families in Daya on your mother's side.
Yes.
So, what is the name?
Daya.
It is the Daya family name.
Yes, in the name is his name, and the surname is Daya, and the second surname, Daya.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, and how many years? So, what year does it go back to?
I think that's the first families to live in the year.
So probably like the 1500s.
Yeah, always.
Something
always.
Along those lines.
Yes.
So you are truly a man of Mallorca.
Yes.
You're a Sawyer Daya boy.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And then you studied finance and administration.
Yes.
Okay, and that was in Palma?
In Palma, in high school of FP. I studied in grado superior of administración y finanzas.
Okay, and then did you work? Did you do work in that field?
I worked for 9 years in Tren de Sawyer for responsible to the compras. The business in the Tren de Sawyer. Then I start to offer of work more simple and better for me, for my family, is going to pintor.
Oh.
Yes.
So you're a painter.
Painter of the mantenimiento del Tren de Sawyer.
Okay.
And never think that this work is good, but when I try it, I love it.
You love it.
Yes, I love it. For me, is painting, and this is as relaxing.
You know, that is very Mallorcan. I feel like every Mallorcan man I know loves doing housework, like fixing buildings and painting and mm-hmm. construction. It's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah. So do you still have that business or?
No. I now only dedicate to the ayuntamiento.
Very cool. Yeah. Did you ever live in another country or?
No. Yes. My I live here always. My wife is in Mataró. I meet here. She going to the YA and come. I live with the YA with a lover of the village, and we decide to stay. And I make nuestra familia, hacer nuestra familia en the YA.
Fantastic. And wait, tu mujer, tu esposa, es de ella también.
Ahora sí.
Ahora sí.
Ella vivía en Barcelona.
Okay. So, una mujer de catalán.
Sí.
Okay.
Sí.
So, you're saying that Lluís, who is the former mayor,
yes,
kind of inspired you to get involved.
Yes.
So, I'm not surprised that he pulled you in.
Yes.
And do you find the politics interesting? Is it interesting? Interesante.
La política es complicada a veces. Es muy complicada. Pero hay que buscar un equilibrio. Yo le digo, in politics, I'm interested in helping people, in improving the yeah. I'm trying to achieve a balance where the feel part of the town. It's not easy. But I will try make this for un equilibrio. Un equilibrio para que todo el mundo se sienta a gusto en ella.
So what I hear you saying is you really trying to find equilibrium,
yes,
for the community.
Yes.
This is a very interesting point. I mean, you're talking about balance.
Yes.
And right now, in Dea, and maybe not even in Mallorca, there's not a lot of balance.
No.
So you were looking at a very difficult job.
Yes, difficult. It's not easy.
So what do you think about the fact that Dea is tiene un corazón, la gente mallorquín, it's a heart of Mallorcan people, but hay muchos extranjeros que viven aquí también. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of also internationals, people from other, yes, countries. Es una mezcla, it's a mix muy interesante, en veces, in moments, difficult to manage.
Yes. This equilibrio, in this balance, I think that the people of the another countries, they are, no sé cómo es en inglés, involucración, o entrar más en la cultura y fiestas de ella. Porque pienso que muchos extranjeros se quedan en su casa, vienen aquí a disfrutar del paisaje, pero no quieren conocer cómo es de ella, las personas de ella. Quizás intentar juntar un poco más las dos comunidades.
What you're feeling, what you're thinking, is that the international community,
yes,
comes to Dea for the good times, which there are a lot of,
mm-hmm,
but you're not feeling like they're very interested in getting to know the community and the culture of Dea.
Yes.
This is a very important point.
But I pienso que la cultura desde ya, a veces como que hoy hablan en mallorquín, pero la gente de aquí hace esfuerzo para hablar en inglés y al final hay que juntarnos todos y no tener miedo de conocernos, de ir a las fiestas, ahora mismo que tenemos las fiestas, ir a las fiestas y interactuar con todos los de ya. y conocer es como más no ser como un visitante, sino ser parte del pueblo. Hay algunos extranjeros.
You know, it's muy diferente. It's different because in the past, in the past, there was a
yes,
mix.
Yes.
The internationals and the Mallorquins were very connected.
Yes. But now it's
disconnect.
Disconnect.
So, are you going to?
I still think there are the people of the other countries is his estilo de vida a lo mejor es diferente y hay como un escalón que parece que falta más ser más casual.
How do you think we could change that? How can that change? How can we? What do you think would bring the extranjeros, the internationals of the village, and the Mallorquins more together?
Invitar a que vengan, que disfruten, que conozcan.
I think inviting, knowing, also for me, and I'm saying this as an outsider, I'm saying this as an extranjera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The foreigners who move here need to open themselves up to knowing more about the Mallorcan culture. So,
yes.
For example, I love, me encanta la cultura mallorquina.
Yes.
I love, quiero mucho el comunidad mallorquín.
Exacto.
Comida,
no tener miedo a expresarse, aunque como yo no sé muy bien inglés, pero expresarte e intentar conocer. Un día conocerás un poco, el siguiente un poco más, y al cabo de 5 años ya estás dentro de la comunidad.
Sí.
It's the same that the children. The children go to the school.
Uh-huh.
His parents speak English, but the children speak Mallorquín, castellano,
yes.
Todo con todos los niños.
Sí.
Y es, aunque de Rusia, Ucrania, Inglaterra, Alemania, francés, todos igual.
Es como Nueva York. It's a mixing pot. It's a melting pot in the school for the children. And what's really kind of sweet is some of the children learn Catalan before they learn the language of their parents.
Yes.
You know, and I think, you know, and then the parents like, oh my gosh, I better learn Catalan
yes.
because I'm not going to understand my kid.
Yes.
But I also think it's important for people like me to learn the languages.
Yes, it's complicated.
To hold on to a culture that could be lost in one or two generations if we're not careful. ¿Me entiendes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pienso que la cultura mallorquín puede estar finito en 2 generaciones. It could be done.
Hay que cuidarla. Hay que cuidar. Hay que, para que no perder la cultura mallorquina. Yo pienso que con el esfuerzo de todos podemos hacer que la cultura mallorquina y desde ya perdure. Yo me gustaría que mis hijos, tus hijos, o los hijos de dentro de 20 años puedan comunicarse en español, en mallorquín, en inglés con sus padres, pero sentirse desde ya.
Yeah.
Es decir, soy desde ya, soy mallorquín, aunque mis padres fueran de Alemania. Soy mallorquín y yo quiero mallorquín y yo amo las fiestas de San Juan y yo quiero ir a la cala a bañarme. Esto no se pierda dentro de 20 años.
De acuerdo. I agree with you. I want that. Quiero esta. And I really hope that the internationals who listen to the podcast think about what their relationship with the Mallorcan culture is and hopefully really, really nurture a respect and desire to help the Mallorcan community keep the culture for generations to come, for all of the future young people in the community. Guys, for those of you who are listening, yes, this is a full-blown Spanglish conversation.
Yes.
And it's very necessary.
Sorry.
But it's an important conversation. Ahora, yo estudio castellano.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yo hago lecciones de español. Entiendo mucho, pero para mí hablar es difícil.
Yo a mí me pasa, entiendo un poco más, pero para hablar, speaking English is very, very...
It's always the ear first, the oreja antes, y después hablar.
Yeah.
So I'm in that point of, but I'm trying. For me, it is very important to learn the language.
I think that I need to another otra vez another game to study in English for.
Pero
for
ahora this, no this tiene problem. Tiempo.
Ahora es muy complicado. Yo pienso,
he has no time
yo
for
pensaba
this now.
Tener más tiempo, pero no tengo tiempo casi nada.
I think pienso que es más importante que yo hablo español para ti que otro. I think it's okay that you're not speaking great English.
Yo
it's okay.
Creo que un idioma no es más importante que el otro. Un idioma es una herramienta de comunicación. Siempre he dicho, si yo sé inglés y tú solo hablas inglés, yo hablo perfectamente inglés, no es problema. Es al final, el idioma es una herramienta para que dos personas se puedan comunicar.
Exactly. Well said.
Sea inglés, sea mallorquín, sea inglés, sea español, sea mallorquín, sea catalán, sea alemán, sea.
The communication is the most important
thing. Ojalá supiera muchos idiomas. No me importaría.
Wait, ¿cuántos idiomas habla?
No, yo hablo castellano, catalán y un poco de inglés.
Pero, tres.
Tres.
Yo hablo inglés y no bueno. También un poco de otros, pero no mucho, but I'm working on it. Okay. So.
My priorities are in the village are the water and the parking. Is the priorities of the village. The people is the equilibrium. But and the village, they have a problem with the water and the parking. It's the same of year and rare year. I think that is as we are bringing traffic, is the problem of the traffic is not parking for the traffic and conseguir la carretera. Poder circular, bien. Es una de mis prioridades. Poder circular en esta carretera, que es muy difícil para los meses de verano. Another question is the roof of the Cambayes. I going to repair and completing the city wall constructions. We are now in the provisional ayuntamiento and take to finish the construction of the all.
Okay, the original offices
for the
government. Office,
yes, and this.
So I want to talk about the main road. Very important, the main road. So in Dea, there's one main road.
Yes.
In and out.
Yes.
It's small.
It's small.
Okay. There are children who have to walk on that road to go to school.
In the problem of this is the carretera. Is the property of the carretera is not the village. The carretera is property to Consell de Mallorca. In the I think in the past, there are a project that they make a carretera road to go to the Sambusa, hasta Calanita, for take out the road of the village. But in this project, there are more the problems, more the and never.
Stop for 1 minute. So you're saying there was a project in mind to make the road go through the Cala?
Yeah. No, all through the Cala, no.
No?
I don't know. Yeah,
or
we
maybe
are,
go up in the mountains or something?
I remember this. I probably did. Yeah.
Okay.
Me are very children.
Yeah, okay.
Hoy escuché que había un proyecto para sacar la carretera
okay.
fuera, pero fue imposible.
That just sounds so impossible to me too. Like I've heard other
there are mountains and it's impossible for out.
And the problem too is it's still similar complicated.
By the Musa.
Right.
His road through the by the Musa, and they are a new for out, but now. The road is in el pueblo de Musa, ha crecido
sí.
Y ya la carretera está otra vez dentro, por eso pasa.
Ya
querían hacer algo similar
sí.
Al lado de la costa, cerca de la costa, que la carretera, en vez de pasar por aquí, pasar por allí. A lo mejor ahora viviríamos mejor, tendríamos una carretera allí y aquí estaríamos más tranquilos, sí. Pero no, nunca se hizo. Esto es una cosa muy... Estoy hablando hace 40 años.
Yeah. I think... Yo pienso que hay soluciones más fáciles.
Sí.
I think there are easier solutions than building an entirely new road somewhere else.
Yes.
But you raise a very important point. Un punto muy importante. Sí. That the road... is not under the jurisdiction of DEA. It is under the jurisdiction of the Conseil.
Yes.
So this means that some kind of communication must happen to resolve the issues, to resolve the problems, to fix the problems on the road.
Do you have an idea?
Oh, I have ideas. I do.
the tourism in Mallorca is necessary. We need it to live, but also needs to be controlled.
Yeah.
If tourism is not controlled, it leads to saturation and overcrowding. Mm-hmm. In some parts of the island, such as the Tramuntana area. The problem is the Tramuntana. There are more visitants. And my idea, mm-hmm. idea is organización. Reservar. Existe en otras ciudades, un turista alquila un coche y reserva cuando quiere visitar Tramuntana.
Absolutamente. I agree.
Y así puedes controlar cuántos vehículos van a venir. Porque tienes que pensar que hay trabajadores, residentes y visitantes. Estos no puedes controlar a los propios visitantes. Y desde el Consell hacer un sistema para reservar el visitar esta zona. Porque no solo es de allá, es Valldemossa, Banyalbufar, Sóller, Escorca... Muchos pueblos tienen el mismo problema.
Es toda la isla, más toda o menos.
Bueno,
más aquí en Serra Tramuntana.
Más aquí, yeah. Porque es muy bonito.
Sí, sí. Es UNESCO, es World Heritage. So, for the audience, the mayor is basically saying that he does think that there's a way to control the number of tourists in, the number of cars in, so that locals and residents and people who have to commute for work have priority, which makes complete sense. Does the government of Mallorca mm-hmm. want, quiere hacer este cambios?
Is in discourse, is a debate mm-hmm. and talk of this problem. In the future, I don't know. For now, there are not control.
Okay.
But in the future, I hope.
Yeah.
I very, very hope that they have a control or system to organize the visit.
Okay.
Or the tourist visit to the Tramuntana.
Do you think that DEA, the Consell of DEA, the Ayuntamiento, can do things to change the tourism? Like, what can the ayuntamiento do?
Only ayuntamiento only can put is together the road to the donde are not obstáculos, ¿cómo decirlo? Como no dejar coches mal aparcados para que haya un tránsito y hacer más parking. Intentar hacer parking.
So that's what the ayuntamiento can do. So basically, you can make sure that people are not parking badly and blocking the road, and you can make more parking.
More parking. Is it only that the jurisdicción que podemos hacer?
No es mucho, huh?
No, es que no tenemos muchas herramientas.
I think that's the problem, is that there's so many...
Podemos limitar las calles, como se ha hecho a CIRES, para que no entren, porque las calles sí son nuestras, pero la carretera principal no es nuestra. Es Conce.
Listen up, Conce. Sí. Escucha, Conce. Sí. You need to help the villages.
Yes. They need a solution for this.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, si yo puedo ayudar, yo voy. I'm happy to help.
No, por ahora, yo pienso, o sea, el Consejo y el Gobierno Balear saben el problema. Ellos lo saben. Es buscar una solución que funcione. Claro, y creo que están pensando en aplicar. Yo creo que acabaremos aplicando un sistema como pueden tener en Venecia o pueden tener en otras ciudades de sistema de control de visitantes.
Sí.
Porque no hay otra solución. Yo creo que no hay.
That's the only solution, really.
Yes. I think that.
Yeah, I agree.
The other person can think another solution. Okay.
Okay. I would love to hear it. Yeah, yes. I'd like to hear it. So, yeah, I mean, the only way to solve this is if they control the number of people coming to the island.
Yeah,
and there are ways to do it.
Make roads bigger is impossible.
No, and that ruins, it destroys the beauty.
Yes, it destroys the
specialness.
Yes, it's impossible. There only is menos coches.
Okay. This is a complicated question. What about the hotel lobby? It's very powerful. See?
Yes.
So they don't want to stop the numbers.
Yes, they are a stop.
They do want to stop.
But they have a big
interest.
Poder. So what is the name of the poder?
Power.
Power.
See?
For is the island, is the lobby of the hotels is very hard.
Yo se llama Mallorca Mafia.
Sí.
Can I say that?
Ellos tienen mucho poder, es normal. Pero creo que para ellos también es interesante, lo digo en español porque me puedo expresar mejor, lo siento. Es para ellos, para los hoteleros, es más interesante tener un turismo controlado y de calidad que no tener una masificación. Porque al final el turista va a decir, no me gusta Mallorca. Mallorca está llena. Mallorca no puedo pararme a sentarme. No puedo, no tengo dónde ir porque hay demasiados coches. Entonces, eso es malo para el turista. Y malo, en consecuencia, para el hotel. Entonces, el hotel es el primero que tiene que decir, señores de Mallorca, hagan algo para controlar esto y que todos los turistas, cuando vengan a Mallorca, puedan disfrutar.
Sí.
Que no puedes venir este año, lo siento, Mallorca está llena. Viene el año que viene. Es lo único que...
Calidad es más importante que...
Que cantidad.
Que cantidad. Exacto. So, this is a really great point that Juan is bringing up, that for the hotels too, for the hotel lobby, the massification project, which brings just tons of tourism, cheap tourism to the island, is not serving the hotels or the tourists because it becomes unpleasant for the tourists to visit the island, which means that in consequent years, they're not going to come back. So, yeah, now's the time. Now's the time. Ahora es el tiempo para todos los parties, all of the people,
todo el negocio, todo el paso,
get together and come up with a really good plan. Yo pienso que el tiempo es ahora, exactamente.
En estos años, yo creo que tenemos un margen de 2-3 años para regular esto. Si no, en 5 años yo creo que puede bajar drásticamente el número de visitas. Me da miedo.
Sí.
Que empecemos a ver hoteles cerrar porque nadie quiere venir. Y eso es algo que tienen que pensar, todos.
Okay. Do you think that everyone will come together to make a plan to solve the problem? You think it's going to happen? ¿Es que tú piensas que la isla va a cambiar?
Yo creo que sí. Yo pienso que sí. Yo soy optimista y quiero que van a darse cuenta de que, que hay que buscar un equilibrio.
Lo
que
that's digo. Great. Listen,
la isla es para residentes y visitantes. No solo para visitantes ni solo para residentes. Yeah. Para todo el mundo. Pero hay que controlar.
Okay. And then I have one other question that I didn't give you before. But that's a good one.
Right, see. Okay.
All right. Do you think, piensas que, there are other economic opportunities for the island more than tourism? Diferente que turismo.
Yo siempre lo he dicho, digo, no puedes basar la economía only in the tourist. I think that is a great, un gran paso sería intentar nuevas tecnologías. Mejorar, o sea, educar a los estudiantes para que emprendan. Hoy, ahora mismo estamos en el siglo donde todas las tecnologías, proyectos de IA, trabajos de informática, teletrabajo, se puede realizar desde cualquier sitio. ¿Por qué no incentivar este tipo de empresas para que no solo tengamos turistas, sino tengamos personas cualificadas en otros proyectos de futuro?
I totally agree. What Juan is saying, that it's important to educate students now in things other than tourism. So, for example, technologies that are up and coming, different professions, basically, so that there can be alternative economies to tourism. That makes total sense to me. I mean, para mí, yo pienso que Mallorca puede estar un otro Silicon Valley.
Sí, podría.
Right? Like, it'd be a great place. Like, Mallorca could be...
Is a good place for life, a good place for
It's a great place to live. It's a great quality of life. Now that más gente trabaja en casa, more people are
I need more workings.
Yeah.
And not all visitants.
Yeah,
more workers,
and less tourists.
Families to go to work and stay bases in Mallorca.
Okay, no, I de acuerdo. I hope I would like to see.
I me imagino que si no en 20 años o 40 años habrá 50 mallorquines o habrá 100,000 mallorquines en todo Mallorca, dices, ¿dónde está la gente?
Exactly. ¿Sí? No. Yeah. We have to make sure the Mallorquins not only can study other professional paths, but stay on the island and do it.
Mallorca necesita, yo creo en general, gente que la vuelva a poblar para trabajar y vivir y formar familia. So, not only visitando o turismo, okay, it's good, but my sueño is that the people of around the world go to Mallorca to live and formally with me, make a family, working, and there are another Mallorquin.
Exactamente.
More people.
Oh, very cool. I like that.
No,
I agree.
The origin is not important, but make to a Mallorca and
keep a culture and have people
live
here with children and
families. It's the story of Mallorca. Mallorca is, there are Árabes, Fenicios, Romanos, Visigodos. Hemos tenido, todo el mundo ha venido aquí a formar una cultura, que por eso estamos en Mallorca, tenemos una cultura tan rica. ¿Por qué? Porque durante nuestra historia mucha gente ha venido, de diferentes sitios ha venido a vivir a Mallorca. No solo hemos centrado en una cultura, sino en muchas. Por lo tanto, creo que esto tiene que continuar. No puede morir. Es decir, la gente tiene que decir, voy a visitar a Mallorca, pero digo, quiero quedarme a vivir a Mallorca.
¿Sí?
Quiero formar mi familia en Mallorca. Quiero trabajar en Mallorca.
Sí.
Eso es lo que sería el objetivo del gobierno, ¿verdad? Conseguir eso, que gente quiera vivir y hacer su familia en Mallorca.
I could not agree more. And I think, pienso que, there are many people, hay mucha gente que quieren vivir aquí. There are a lot of people, young families. I've noticed in DEA, and they're young families who have moved here with their children, putting them in school.
Yes.
That is a great thing.
It's the only, yeah. my it's not, do you think after? Because in 25 years, there are not
good. No residents, nobody living here. No, yeah, it's just being foreigners, tourists.
There are muy triste, sería sí. Muy triste por sí. Cuando, que tú y yo estamos aquí en 25 años ya con bastón y decir, no hay nadie.
¿Dónde está la gente?
Like, no hay nadie. Yeah. Solo...
You know, it's like in, ¿conoces Grecia en Greece?
Uh-huh.
Hay islas, there are islands in Greece where nobody lives there anymore.
Yeah.
Only tourists?
Only tourists.
Like Santorini? Uh-huh. It's only tourists.
The island is covered in parque de atracciones.
Parking and attractions. Yeah. It's Disneyland.
The island is a parque de
atracciones. Yeah.
Where is the...
Where's the culture?
Yeah.
Where are the people? No, that we can't let that happen here. So I think we're very in agreement there. Fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to let the community know?
Disfrutar de las fiestas y disfrutar del pueblo. Lo
muy
que te siento. Que vengan a las fiestas, que disfruten y participen. Es lo más importante.
Fantástico.
Y no tengan miedo. Que los mallorquines no mordemos. Algunos no sabremos inglés, como yo, que no sé. No, pero un abrazo y una mano y una cerveza.
Muy bien.
Y podemos disfrutar de las fiestas todos juntos.
Gracias. But we're not done.
What?
No es tan finito.
No está finito. No. Okay.
So now I'm going to ask you fun questions. Fun questions.
Fun things. Okay.
All right. And there's a few. So stand by. All right. What is your favorite thing to do on a free day?
I like to pintar miniaturas. Construir miniaturas de maquetas, painting
miniatures
of that. I like the Second World War.
Uh-huh.
I have tanks of.
So you like to paint little miniature objects?
Yes, this for this.
Oh, that's so cool. But is it mostly for war, like war objects, or? He's showing me a picture.
This is the canons of the iglesia.
Okay. Oh, wow.
This is a Cambayes in a...
Oh, wow. He has a little model of Cambayes that he created. Did you make this?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Wait a minute. Do you do the crest, the for Navidad? Do you do the, what is it? The Nativity, the Navidad.
No.
But this is very like much like that.
I think the.
He's showing me like all these like little miniatures that he creates. They're like exact replicas. Wow.
Well, for I have a friend who is a Warhammer playing, and they can't you make me a castle? Yes, okay. Yeah, I did
nice.
This for.
You know what you need to make? You need to make a miniature DEA. Completely reproduced DEA. It'd be so cool. Very cool. These are beautiful. I'll post some pictures of these so that people can see that this is what you like to do on a day off. That's an interesting hobby. That's a different. I was not expecting that answer. That's a good answer.
But now I don't have time.
Of course. Absolutely not. No time. Okay. So now we're going to go into my quick fires, rápidos.
Rápido.
Okay? I give you two choices, dos selecciones, two things, two cosas, mm-hmm. cosas, And you have to pick one, but we'll see.
Okay.
Policy or communication?
Communication.
Muy bien. Cervezas at Caspichot or champagne at La Resi?
Cervezas Caspichot.
Hiking or swimming?
Hiking?
Hiking, caminar en las montañas. And
swimming. 50-50. But now swimming in Mallorca is very complicated for me. But I like ambos. Me gusta mucho.
Okay.
Me gusta caminar y con tengo tres perros.
Okay.
Me gusta caminar con ellos y nadar también me encanta.
They're both amazing.
Yeah.
The
best city is swimming. I think you that know. Swimming is the first.
Okay. Swimming it is. I love swimming. Me encanta aquí. All right. Trail cleanup, limpiar las caminos,
mm-hmm.
or more parking. Trail cleanup or more parking? it's a tough one.
It's difficult, but we have caminos, but don't have a parking. I puedo limpiar los caminos porque tengo caminos, pero no puedo hacer parking porque no tengo parking. Pero si fuera un deseo, creo que elegiría poder tener parkings para solucionar el problema y luego ya limpiaría los caminos, que también es importante. Pero siempre he pensado que los caminos, como cuando era yo pequeño, yo limpiaba los caminos cuando iba a caminar.
Yo también, no
esperaba que el ayuntamiento o el gobierno los limpiara. Uh-huh. Y creo que esto, uh-huh. hoy lo hablábamos en La Cala, por ejemplo, uh-huh. que la gente es muy incívica.
Uh-huh.
Yo lo digo en español, porque así
sí.
puedo expresarme.
Yeah.
Yo, solamente tú, porque si vamos de excursión, si nos gusta ir a caminar, yo cojo mis bocadillos, lo como, y toda la basura, lo meto en una bolsa, y la mochila y lo bajo y luego el contenedor. La gente hoy en día come y tira la basura. Yo no lo entiendo. No entiendo cómo es posible.
It's crazy.
¿Qué educación te han enseñado? Yo no lo entiendo.
Yeah.
En La Cala mismo, la gente no puede caminar 15 metros para tirar la botella en el contenedor. Tira al suelo. Digo, no puedo entenderlo.
I don't understand. Either. So the mayor is saying that, you know, when he hikes, when he goes out into nature, he carries his garbage out, and we're baffled by the fact that people don't clean up after themselves. So that's something we need to educate, educación.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to go with more parking because...
it's a big problem.
Okay. Matanzas or Dia Independence Day?
I like those. The two is better, but it's more for me. It's more funny. Independence.
Oh, I love Independence Day.
Independence is more funny for me. It's more people, children, majors,
yes.
and everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a party for all people.
Everyone. I feel like Matanzas.
And Matanzas, people that don't like this.
Yeah.
And it's more.
Muy cultural.
Sí, muy cultural, pero es más para una persona
sí.
que piensa en eso. Otras personas pueden decir, no me gusta o yo no lo quiero hacer. Y yo entiendo.
Yeah.
Entonces, por eso prefiero la fiesta Independence porque es. Para todo.
Más universal,
sí.
And the matanzas is the slaughtering of the pigs for the village. And yo pienso que matanzas es muy profundo.
Sí.
Es un tiempo profundo.
Es un tiempo anterior. Es como una tradición.
It's a tradition.
Es una tradición. Yeah. No es algo. Hoy en día, actualmente, muy pocos pueblos hacen esto.
Agreed. Okay. So Day of Independence. Yay. Winter. Or summer?
Summer.
Okay. Nice.
Siempre. Winter, small. The I like the sun. I like luz. Yeah. Todo el día.
Sí.
Me gusta. Ojalá en invierno, si invierno hubiera más luz.
Yeah.
Me gustaría invierno. No, el calor no.
Entiendo. Sí, es difícil.
El invierno es muy triste.
Yeah.
Porque a las 6 ya es de noche.
Yeah, I can understand that for sure. The Kala or Yukalkari?
Yukalkari.
You tell me again.
Sí.
Sobrasada or Tumbet?
Tumbet.
Tumbet, me encanta.
Sí.
Oh. Cuando vienes a Dea, when you're coming to Dea, mm-hmm. The Sawyer Way or the Valdemosa Way?
Sawyer.
Sawyer Way.
I work in Sawyer after now. But in los últimos meses,
sí.
He ido más Valdemosa de ya que de Sawyer.
Okay, so depende. La situación.
Pero ahora yo creo que más de ella Valdemosa Palma,
okay.
Que no hacia Sawyer.
Pero understood.
In mi pasado, in the past, I every day go to Sawyer.
And it's such a beautiful, beautiful drive. I love driving into Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty. Sunrise or sunset? So, el sol en la mañana or en el tarde, en la noche. How do you say that? ¿Cómo se dice sunrise?
Amanecer.
Amanecer.
Y atardecer.
Atardecer. So, ¿qué prefieres?
Atardecer.
Atardecer. Muy día.
Sí, me gusta más. Me gusta más.
Fantástico.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias, Juan.
A ti. Encantado.
Yo también. That was great.
Muy bien.
Dude, that was amazing. Yeah. Spanglish all the way.
Sí.
I love it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.